Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I wish you and send you nothing but love, wherever the hell you at. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. We appreciate you for listening. Wherever you at, whatever you're doing, I hope you're good. I hope you're safe on the road. I hope you're good at home. If you're getting to that money and making that money, save some for me. You can always listen to the show on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. It's simple. You don't even have to lift a finger. This show gets started every single weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've already been through a lot. We just talked about Ohio State. They officially named Will Howard their starting quarterback. World's biggest secret. Hey, we talked about the Buffalo Bills. They can share some company with the Vikings. One of their key players got hurt. His name, Matt Milano. All-pro linebacker, broke his leg last year, couldn't even get through training camp right now. The guy has a torn bicep. He might be gone all season long. He might be back in December. Either way, he's going to miss a lot of time. It sucks for the Buffalo Bills. They got players dropping like flies. Maybe some of their young linebackers, Dorian Williams, maybe he steps up. He says he's ready. He ain't no Matt Milano. Matt Milano, man, sheesh. Guy will have missed about 2 years. Anyway, Atlanta Falcons had a good day, a good 24 hours. Last night adding Matthew Judon, today adding Justin Simmons, the guy that got cut by the Denver Broncos. He ain't just some guy. He's a multiple-time All-Pro, 4-time All-Pro with the Denver Broncos. Now going to be holding it down at the safety position with the Atlanta Falcons. Good for the Falcons. I have established that they will win the NFC South. The Buccaneers will be right there along with them. The Saints, they got a fighting chance as they just go through the ups and downs of the season. And the Carolina Panthers will just suck. And they better hope that Bryce Young has a little bit of a pulse, shows a little bit of an improvement. Otherwise, they're screwed. And so if you've missed any of the show so far, just go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app, and you won't miss a thing. It's really that simple. Some of the biggest NFL news that's taken place today. Also, now that the Olympics are done and today is what? Today is August 15th. Hickey, I heard or read something. I don't know if this holds true for every place all over the country. The sun is now setting before 8 o'clock. Is that a New York thing or what's going on?
I think that's been a New York thing, I mean, for the last few weeks, unfortunately. I always remember, like, August is when it definitely gets darker earlier. It stinks.
Yeah, it does. Sun will be here for another, I don't know, 2 hours, Hickey.
What?
Yeah.
You get it till 9 o'clock down there?
I'll tell you. Listen, I will be on, forget, because I'm looking, there's a window here in the studio. I'm looking right out the window. I will be on Sunwatch, okay? Is that a good deal? I can multitask. I can do the show and look out the window at the same time.
I like it. All right. I'm looking forward to the updates.
And speaking of Sunwatch, hey, I'm watching a CBS Sports HQ. Look, Sam Darnold has the biggest smile on his face right now. He's having a chat with CBS, and he looks like a happy camper, man. Come on. Ugh. Is there a reason for Sam Darnold to look miserable? Is there?
Not anymore.
Yeah, it's his job. Good for him. Let's see what Sam Darnold does this upcoming season. Also, this afternoon, big news. The WNBA is back. Yeah, after a month-long hiatus because of the Olympics. If you want to see Angel Reese, you see, she's in action today. You want to see Caitlin Clark, she's in action tomorrow. And then the NBA. The NBA also decided to bless the world by releasing their schedule. And so if you live in a city right now and you want to buy some tickets, I shouldn't say this, but I will. Buyer beware, okay? Let's just put it that way. If you want to get some tickets for opening night, then go ahead and do it. I'm pretty sure it's going to cost you a lot of money. But make sure that you're real careful if you're buying back-to-backs. If you're buying Clippers tickets, why the hell are you buying Clippers tickets? Let me go ahead and ask you that first of all. Don't expect to see Kawhi. And if you're buying Laker tickets, please remember that LeBron James and Anthony Davis, they actually played a lot of basketball last year. They also played in the Olympics. Anthony Davis is probably getting ready to take the world's longest vacation. But let's get to some of the basketball here, okay? The opening night of the NBA season. Opening night is, what is this? Yeah, Tuesday. Tuesday, October 22nd. The New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics start things off. That's the opening game. Boston Celtics will be hanging up another banner, or at least putting a year on another banner. New York Knicks now bringing in Mikal Bridges. They'll have an opportunity to kind of soak it in and feel that they have something to chase. After that game on opening night, we have Minnesota and the Los Angeles Lakers. So Anthony Davis and LeBron will host Ant-Man Anthony Edwards and everybody's favorite player, Rudy Gobert. Those are the two games to open things up. Hickey, you gonna go to Boston for opening night?
No, I'll be here.
Oh, damn.
Come on, I wouldn't leave you for the Knicks, at least not on opening night.
You should. Go ahead. Take a day off.
To watch the Celtics raise their banner? No, thanks.
Oh. Would you wear a Knicks jersey up to Boston? Would you do that?
I would. Absolutely,
oh,
I would.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
There's only one city where I'd be hesitant. Like, I still would, but I'd be hesitant.
Hold on. Don't say it.
I won't.
Philadelphia.
You know it. That's the only place where I'm like, maybe not.
You think you get flipped off by a little kid, like a five-year-old, but then you get punched in the mouth by a 55-year-old.
Yeah, the bird flipping, I'm not that concerned about. Oh, okay. If a five-year-old wants to flip me off, you know what? Have a day. Go for it, kid. The punch in the face by the 55-year-old is definitely something I'm concerned about for sure.
Have you ever been to a sporting event and been harassed or accosted by another fan?
No, I don't go to many road games.
Okay.
And the times I've gone to Philly, either the Phillies were just and the Mets were both bad, so there's no juice.
Yeah.
And the one time I did go and both were really good in a heated pennant race, I was like 12. And okay. So at least in the section I was in, no one was trying to harass a 12-year-old, which I guess is a step up for Philly.
I was going to say, you think a 12-year-old is off?
Off-limits, you're right.
You think in a 12-year-old in Philadelphia is off-limits? Oh, my goodness. Not at all. Here's the deal. Here's some other good games that people should want to pay attention to. We know the NBA does an excellent job of highlighting the Christmas games. Now, this one. Hickey, you can go to this one, man. On Christmas, the Spurs, Victor Wembanyama is going to be in Madison Square Garden. Are you going to go to that game?
No. I'll be watching.
Why are you not going to go see Victor Wembanyama?
It's Christmas. I got to see what Santa gave me.
The game is at like 12 o'clock.
Exactly. If it's a night game, okay, different story. But wake up early.
Oh, come on.
Be under the tree. I'm not rushing to get out of my house to go to MSG to watch Victor Wembanyama.
Madison Square Garden is going to be packed with like 19,000 people to see Victor. That's a lot of people's Christmas gifts.
I know. Not mine, though.
If somebody gifted you tickets, would you go? You'd have to go.
Oh, yes. In that case, absolutely. But am I paying hard-earned money on Christmas Day to be at MSG? No, I'll watch on the couch, no problem.
Heck, you pay? You don't have to pay. Get a credential. Come on. Oh, I forgot.
Not at MSG. No, sorry.
I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. That guy's still, what's the guy, the owner's name? Dolan is still beefing?
And he's probably still listening.
Yeah, he probably is. So. I think I'm banned. I don't even try anymore.
Well, I have that facial recognition, so if you walk in, I guess you'll find out.
I think I'm cooked. I've fallen a long way. I mean, years ago, I did a shoot with the Knick City Dancers, Hickey. I've fallen.
Nice.
You say, it was nice. I've fallen. I don't think now they'd even let me in a building. Might be the only place in the country they don't let me in. Anyway, I'll be watching Victor Wembanyama from the, what do you call it? What do you call your home? The comfy confines of your house? That's what they call it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be watching. So on Christmas, we got the Spurs at the Knicks. I can expect Victor Wembanyama to score like 35 points, obliterate the Knicks. We have the Timberwolves at the Mavs. After watching them last season in the playoffs and not being able to tell them apart for the majority of the series, I am not looking forward to this. Somebody has to change their colors or their logo. The 76ers are going to take on the Celtics on Christmas. I wonder if Joel Embiid is going to be available. Hickey, you know they gave him a medal? They gave him some honorary something in Cameroon. Did you see that?
No. For what?
I don't know, for being from Cameroon. I have no idea. Joel Embiid, he went back to Cameroon, and the president gave him, I will tell you officially what the hell they gave this man. What is it? People.com covered this, which is crazy. I didn't know Joel Embiid was worthy of People.com. Joel Embiid receives Order of Valor from Cameroon president after winning Olympic gold. Come on now.
Wait a second. He chose not to play for Cameroon, goes to the juggernaut that is Team USA, which they did not need him, gets a gold medal, and then goes back to Cameroon. They give him a medal for getting a medal with a different country?
The Medal of Valor is given to Cameroon natives who have made exceptional contributions in the fields of arts, science, agriculture, commerce, or industry. There you have it.
So box does MB check there?
Arts.
Uh-oh. Very liberal with that definition.
Arts, commerce, and industry. Just a combination of all three. Why not? And if you look up the photo of him receiving the award, everyone is wearing nice suits. Hickey, you want to know what Joel Embiid had on?
Don't tell me it was like a Team USA tracksuit.
He had on gray sweatpants, and he had on a white T-shirt.
Really dressed up for the occasion.
This man has on a military outfit. This man has on a suit. The president has on a suit. There's another gentleman here who has on a white shirt. This man has on a suit. Joel Embiid has on a white T-shirt and gray sweatpants. Come on, bro. Come on. Hickey, I think he should give it back. He's a comedian and doesn't even mean to be. What an embarrassment. Oh, man, what a guy. Who am I to tell Cameroon? Who am I to tell them what to do? You couldn't give this to Joel Embiid whenever he, like, retires or something like that? You have to give this guy an award after he won an Olympic medal with Team USA? Like, that's ridiculous.
Why not after winning MVP?
I don't know. I guess doing something for America is bigger. I don't know. Good point.
Jeez.
Either way, I know he ain't playing for America in 2028. That much I know. He's probably not even going to be healthy enough to play for anybody. Let's see how that goes. The 76ers will play the Celtics. The Celtics will probably beat them. The Lakers will play the Warriors on Christmas. That game will take place in San Francisco. The night game on Christmas, we have the Nuggets taking on the Suns. We have a couple of other matchups of note. The Dallas Mavericks with this guy named Klay Thompson. He's going to be returning to Golden State on November 12th. The 76ers are going to take on the Clippers. That means Paul George will be back in Los Angeles. There will be five people in that brand new arena who will boo. The Nets, they're going to take on the Knicks. Yeah, people will not care. Okay, and then you got the Kings that will take on the Bulls. That'll be in January 12th as DeMar DeRozan, the newest member of the Sacramento Kings, he'll go back to the Bulls. And I'm sure the Bulls fans will just give him a nice round of applause because all the Bulls fans know that they suck and they don't got not a damn thing to do with DeMar DeRozan. And so those are some of the matchups. Also, this is a cool one. Kevin Durant and the Suns, and I hope Kevin Durant is healthy enough to do so. Kevin Durant is going back to Austin. Kevin Durant is going to go to Texas for a game against the Spurs. He has not played. We played college there. He hasn't played a game there since college. This is going to take place on February 20th at the Moody Center. That's going to be a game to watch, okay? Victor Wembanyama in Austin, Texas. Kevin Durant are returning to Austin. This will be a fun one. The NBA actually having a little bit of a campus game at the University of Texas. So Victor Wembanyama, every game that he plays is going to be something to note. I'm going to certainly take a look at the schedule and see what games that I can make it out to here locally and see what the hell these Atlanta Hawks are going to do. It's probably suck again. What else is new? And the world will go on. Hickey, I'm disappointed. I thought Wembanyama is something to see in person, man. Come on.
Oh, I'm not trying to be disrespectful or I'm not trying to say that he's not. Just I like Christmas and right. I'd rather just kind of be home and not traveling than on the train going to MSG very early in the morning.
How far away is MSG from you on the train? 20 minutes?
Yes, but if I'm home with my family, then it's like an hour. So it depends.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a holiday.
Screw the garden. Yeah, screw them.
It's a long train ride.
Yeah, screw them. How much is a beer in there? $20 now?
Way too expensive.
Oh, my God. Yeah, screw all of that. Look, enjoy the NBA season, people. You get 82 games, 41 home games. Hopefully you can make it out to one if you care. And just be real careful, all right? I know people are going to complain. Oh, this guy's not playing and that guy's not playing. And this guy. We know what the deal is. Don't get flim-flam. Pick a game where you think a guy is going to be healthy. And if you're buying Lakers tickets, understand that LeBron is going to be 40. You're buying Pelicans tickets because your kid likes to watch Zion dunk. Also understand that Zion likes to eat, okay? Hickey, was it this time last year or was it a little later we find out Zion was doing all that other stuff?
Oh, I think it was actually around this time.
Oh, my goodness.
Good recall.
Zion Williamson had these, let's just say he had the ladies going crazy outside. Literally. I'm glad we.
Literally. It's 100% right.
Literally. That lady got kicked off the internet for harassment.
Like, you know how hard that is to do?
No, I think if Elon was really running Twitter full time last year, she would have still been on Twitter calling out Zion, man. Ooh, what a world we live in. You think Zion is you think he's kind of svelte right now or you think he's kind of heavy?
I hope svelte. I hope that, you know, between that and Stephen A said that he eats the table, hopefully he maybe, you know, this offseason dieted.
It is August 15th. I'm going to assume that Zion is, we got the big version of Zion right now. He could play on the offensive line right now, probably help out a couple of teams. Let's see what he can do between now and what is it? We have 2 months. Damn, that's 2 months. August to September. Yeah, that's about 2 months in a week. Wow. We got NBA action in 2 months. The WNBA is back and good for Zion. He's not being harassed on the internet. Good for him. Enjoy it while it lasts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, what a transition this is. Speaking of harassment, now that the Olympics are done, we have two different athletes, two different circumstances. Man, they have been harassed even after the fact. I'll explain on the other side. Hopefully you're not harassing them. You're locked in the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about the release and the schedule for the NBA. WNBA is also back. And then I'll talk to you about online harassment. What the hell does that have to do with the NBA coming out? Well, we talked about Zion Williamson. And at this time last year, he was just being harassed by a woman and women and people online about his weight. If there was something to harass a guy about, Zion was getting harassed. Hopefully, in another 2 months when the NBA season starts, he's in good shape. I hope. Fingers crossed for his own sake. He has a new teammate in DeJounte Murray. Good for him. And the Olympics just ended. That won't be back in 2 months. You have to wait 4 years. But the Olympics have been done. We have the closing ceremony on Sunday. We know about a lot of the storylines. Team USA basketball. And Shakari Richardson. And just there's a lot. Noah Lyles and COVID and what have you. Simone Biles' success. And we know about some of the negative stories that have come out from the Olympics. And some of the athletes have been getting harassed. How about this one? In the case of Jordan Chiles, I remember you heard of this. They took away her bronze medal. They said that her coach didn't come through and the coach didn't, put forth a review in time, and they gave her the bronze, and then they took it away. It's just a lot of nonsense. And I can't sit here and tell you about all the appeals process for the international sports committees and going to Switzerland. I can't tell you about that stuff. I can't. What I can tell you is that Jordan Chiles basically said, I'm going to step away from social media because the harassment has just been overwhelming. Well, she came back to social media and she said, I have no words. This decision feels unjust and comes off as a significant blow, not just to me, but to everyone who has championed my journey. To add to the heartbreak, the unprompted, racially driven attacks on social media are wrong and extremely hurtful. I will approach this challenge as I have others, and I will make every effort to ensure that justice is done. I believe that at the end of this journey, the people in control will do the right thing. I don't know if that means sharing the bronze or giving her back the bronze. We will certainly see how this story unfolds. And unfortunately, I think we all know there's a lot of nasty people online who say a lot of nasty things. It's a terrible world. That's on Jordan Chiles. At least that's a little bit more serious. Well, you know what? Harassment is serious in any regard. She's not the only person being harassed. This one, I don't want to say it's a comedy. It's bad. Hickey, remember the breakdancer from Australia? Of course you do, right?
Can't forget her.
Her name, well, her breakdancer name is Ray Gunn, okay? This woman's name is Raygun. You probably saw her, go viral for all the wrong reasons. Her real name is Rachel Gunn, thus the name Raygun. She went to the Olympics. She didn't break anything. She even broke worth a point. She scored 0 points in like 3 rounds of competition. She went viral. People were like, what is she doing? Is she having a spasm? Like, what is she doing right now? She was terrible. She was. People couldn't understand what she was doing. One of the originators of breakdancing, a guy named Crazy Legs from the Bronx, New York. Crazy Legs said the judges should have went out there and stopped her from embarrassing one of the elements of hip-hop, which is breakdancing. This sport, this competition is being introduced to the world and it's being mocked. This woman was mocked terribly. And she was one of the first contestants that we saw. Breakdancing will not be back in 2028 in Los Angeles. And that's nothing to do with Ray Gunn, although people are putting it on her. And initially, you know, and Hickey, we talked about this. She seemed to kind of take it in stride. Like, she seemed like she was okay with it. And just like, hey, I'm proud of what I did. But now it's the opposite. She actually went on social media. And I guess she needs to crawl into a hole. I guess the criticism has just become too much. Ray Gunn says she wants privacy now. Listen to this on her social.
Hi, everyone. Ray Gunn here. I just want to start by thanking all the people who have supported me. I really appreciate the positivity, and I'm glad I was able to bring some joy into your lives. That's what I hoped. I didn't realize that that would also open the door to so much hate, which has frankly been pretty devastating. I'm going to be in Europe for a few weeks for some pre-planned downtime, but I'd really like to ask the press to please stop harassing my family, my friends. Everyone has been through a lot as a result of this, so I ask you to please respect their privacy.
Damn. Damn. Hickey, she's 36. Why doesn't she just retire, right? She's a teacher. She's a professor. Why don't you just do that?
Especially with the Olympics or breaking, not being in the 2028, so now we're bare minimum 8 years away from it returning. Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Just go away. If she goes on vacation, nobody's going to care. She's going to be gone, and that's not true. She's going to be, when people think breakdancing, they're going to think of her for a long time now. You think that's true?
I have fallen victim of thinking stuff in the moment will last a lot longer than it does.
Uh-huh.
I think it will be around, but especially, you know, that we don't have it in 2028. I think by 2032, maybe people will mostly forget.
Bruh. They're going to be, what is it, a GIF, a GIF? It's going to be GIFs of her. If I go to, let me try this right now. If I try to send you a GIF on text right now, Hickey, right? If I type in breakdancing, do you think she's going to come up?
Probably. I would say right now, absolutely.
Breakdancing. I bet you she's going to come up. Because people don't forget things, and people want to make fun, right? Breakdancing. There we go. Search. She's the first thing that comes up.
Again, we're in the moment. We're talking about 8 years from now. She's saying it's going to disappear.
Look at what I sent you. She's doing a kangaroo hop. See that?
I was going to say the paws with her hands like out front.
Yeah. That's the first.
Come on.
The first. You think that's going to change over the next year? When you say breakdancing, that's going to be the, if I Google image breakdancing right now, that's going to be the first thing that comes up.
But think, I guess, you when's think the crazy next time legs? We're talking breakdancing, realistically?
Somebody will, right? So I don't know, not me. If you Google image breakdancing, she's now the third image, okay? She's the third image. So it's a terrible world. Listen, when you go viral, you just don't disappear. How about this? You're a New York Mets fan. Why did the New York Mets, what's this girl's name? The Hawk Tour girl?
Yeah.
Why did the New York Mets have the Hawk Tour girl throw out the first pitch? Like, what's that about?
I wish I had an answer. I have no idea, no justification outside of, I hate to say this way because I don't think she's cool. I think people have moved on, but to try to fit into what the cool kids are talking about, get in on the fad that exploded, I don't know.
The Mets have lost 5 out of their last 6 games, including today where Hawk Tour girl threw out the first pitch. They lost 7-6 to the Athletics.
Would you it's a coincidence that she
lost?
Was there and they blew a 5-0 lead?
No. And I will leave your double on top. I will leave it alone. I will not even get any closer to it. What I will say is, When they announced her, what they just call her Haley. What's her name? Haley Welsh?
I believe the
right.
They dressed it up as viral internet sensation.
Listen, man, there's a lot of viral internet sensations, and a lot of them are not family friendly. Okay.
Also, too, do you know what today was at Citi Field for the Mets?
Hot dog day.
Camp day.
Camp day. So there were kids there.
A lot of kids.
Oh my god. I thought you were going to tell me this was like National Hot Dog Day. That would make sense to have the Hawk Tour girl there, but it was camp day?
It was camp day, so I'm sure a lot of camp counselors had to answer some uncomfortable questions about who is she and why is she famous.
Well, she just makes funny videos on the internet. That's it. Just some drunk girl that was hanging out in Tennessee and decided to tell everybody about what she would do to that thing. You know, Hawk Tour. Okay. Oh, you can't... You can't make this stuff up. Marco Belletti, why didn't the Yankees have Hawk Tour girl throughout the first pitch? Come on, man. Why not the Yankees? They a little bit more dignified?
Oh, come on, man. I don't think you could have foreseen this. I mean, is there any other team in all of sports we're leaning into this? Like, why?
Well, the New York Mets are a real joke. They had Grimace a couple of months. The New York Mets... Hickey, I told you this last night, man. The Mets suck. They got problems. They got this stupid guy. They got this stupid "Oh my God, OMG" song. Like, what team has a middle infielder that is? They gave him a concert. You know what? They might have given him the concert one day. It wouldn't shock me if they cut him the next day. They got this whole thing with Grimace. Now you got fans showing up to the baseball game dressed as a purple blob, and to throw out the first pitch. On camp day in front of a bunch of kids, a woman who is only famous for a joke about a sexual whatever. I mean, what are we doing here?
Maybe they were tying it all together with the purple blob. No?
What? Grimace? She threw the ball out to her friend. Why wasn't Grimace the catcher? Huh? Like, if you're going to lean into all this nonsense, they should have played the stupid trumpet music. Right? And they should have had "Oh my God" play in the back. And they should have had her throw the first pitch out to Grimace. That would have been the New York Mets. Come on now. I can't believe this. I cannot believe this.
I think Hickey's stunned.
Well, stunned about what?
When the Mets pull these Mets stunts outside of Grimace, usually seasons turn poorly.
Come on.
Remember when Edwin Diaz had his big entrance, Timmy Trumpets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 years ago, they had a live concert of Timmy Trumpet coming, you know, playing the trumpet as Edwin Diaz was running
they
out.
They fell apart after that.
Yeah, like right after the season went south.
Oh my.
Not a great track record.
There was a famous star. Her first name was Jenna. Is she still alive? Is she, right? Is she?
Are you talking about the internet sensation?
Yeah, one of the original.
One of the originals, yes.
Oh, that's right. She does sports too, right?
I have no idea. I have not heard that name in a decade.
Didn't she do sports radio? Marco, didn't Jenna, whatever her last name is, didn't she do sports radio?
I don't
radio?
Know who this is.
Are you allowed to say her last name?
I don't know. She did the sports betting. I swear she did. I think she did.
I don't know who this is. It's going over my head because I can't remember who this is. I don't know. I don't know who you guys are talking about.
I think she does sports radio. Let's see.
Is that something you're supposed to be searching, though, JR? Is that something
at work?
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to get PR on us now? Is that what we're doing?
No. But there was somebody who did. She transitioned into sports radio.
Oh, I think I think I know who you're talking about.
Who is it? What's
it is
name?
Not the person. It is
somebody else.
A former adult film star.
Right, right. She did sports radio.
Lisa Ann.
Yeah, there you go. Why doesn't Lisa Ann throw out the first pitch for the Mets? Like, if they're going to dig in deep, bring Lisa Ann to throw out the first pitch next week. Come on.
If it leads to win, I'm here for it. Look, Grimace was a 2-month run. I can't deny. When I saw she throw out the first pitch, I had a few tweets ready, like she was going to save the season.
Hawk Tua?
Yeah. They're 5-0. I thought, here we go. This is what the Mets need. Grimace has died out. This is the new thing to boost them to the playoffs.
What does she even have to do with baseball? And some of the jokes online were equally as crass. Why didn't she just spit on the ball? I mean, this is just...
Although that was a missed opportunity on her part. I mean,
to just if you're
gonna, that's a good idea.
If you're going to lean in. But good I don't idea. Think she even knew that that was a thing.
So who
I can't imagine she knows what a spitball is. So
who lasts longer, her or Ray Gun from the breakdancing crew?
I'm going to go with Haktua simply because that'll always come up at some point.
Oh,
I feel like breakdancing is kind of...
That'll always come up?
Yeah, that's more of a niche. We're not really going to talk about breakdancing all the time. I feel like the other topic is... That's always at the tip of our tongues.
Haktua girl is going to be in a movie one day, right? She's a cameo. She's popping up, walking down the street, one of these comedy movies. Somebody will book her.
Well, why not?
Here's an idea.
Why not?
Who's going to be the first NFL player to do the breakdance remix in the end zone?
Now, see, that's a smart idea. That's definitely a smart idea.
Anyone listening out there, that is up for grabs.
Tyreek Hill?
With a little hop into the folding chair.
I feel like that also could be a good chance to do that with the team. You can get three or four people in. Somebody does the kangaroo thing.
Okay.
Somebody does the whatever that thing was on the ground where she
I
puts the leg.
I call it the folding chair.
We don't know.
You can get everybody together to pull that one off.
Yeah, the Dolphins will do it. Because what other fun team is there now? There's no more fun teams. Who? You can't even tell me a fun wide. I don't think Justin Jefferson scores and he just is doing dances. There's no fun NFL team. But the Dolphins, probably the Dolphins.
I do like that idea, Hickey. And I will say this for Reagan, is that what it is? One thing she's got going for, she's always going to be remembered in the simple fact we're always going to see this. That meme is going to be there for life. That's never going away.
She ain't making money.
No,
for
and
that.
that's a problem. But the only thing that's a saving grace is two things. One, we're never going to remember her name. And unless she's walking around the streets in the all green, we're not going to recognize her.
She needs to embrace being a joke the same way Haktua girl embraces.
100%.
Is it?
100%. Like, but like I said, but even 3 years from now, we're going to know that meme. We're going to know everything you're talking about, the folding chair, the kangaroo. But if you see her on the street, honestly, is it going to really ring a bell? Her face, if she's not wearing the green and breakdancing on the street, you're going to recognize her? You're never going to recognize her.
Nobody knows this. They just need to put her in a comedy movie today or put her in a skit. And just put, I don't know, SNL comes back in a couple of months. Put her in SNL. You know, make some money while you can.
Exactly. Lean in.
You know what? I should manage this Ray Gun lady. The Haktua girl already got people probably stealing from her, so I'm out on that one. But good luck. And just the Mets. What are they going to do next? I have no idea.
That's a team that knows how to lean in.
Oh, my God.
Leaning all the way in.
Let's have Marco, you asked what other team would do something like this? None. There's not another baseball team.
It makes you wonder, the people that are putting this together, is it almost like a joke? Is it inside joke? You know what? Why do we have the Haktua girl in? Is that the conversations that are going on?
The Atlanta Hawks do an excellent job of being edgy, okay? I don't know if, and maybe I speak too soon. You see, they would bring Haktua girl in on Kiss Cam, and they put her next to the, what's our guy? Harry the Hawk. But they're not going to put her out there on the floor. People are going to go, man, what an embarrassment. Y'all got the Haktua girl on the floor. No. It's only a Mets thing. What a terrible team. They sat in a room and said, let's do this on camp day. On camp day. Oh, my God. You know, this is... Who said this was a good idea? Oh, my God.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I just told you about a disappointing team. The New York Mets having a Haktua girl throughout the first pitch. In the world of football, the Dallas Cowboys, they can be a disappointing team as well. Taking forever to hand out contracts ends up costing them more money in the long run. They're just a disaster. But we finally have some positivity out of Dallas Cowboys training camp. Dak Prescott spoke to the media. We know CeeDee Lamb is still not at work. Micah Parsons is going to have to wait his turn, wait a little longer. But Dak Prescott actually said that there has been positive movement with his contract talks. Take a listen to Dak.
I'm happy where I am right now, and that's really all my focus is. As I said, I enjoy being a Cowboy 1,000%. Enjoy living in Dallas, enjoy everything about it. but this is a business. So conversations are going well, but not putting that much thought in. Hoping it gets done now, hoping it gets done in a couple of weeks, during the season, or whenever it happens. I just know conversations are on the right way. So a lot of confidence, once again, as we've, I said, anytime I feel like I've talked about it, I've got confidence in my guys, these guys getting something done.
Okay. Now, I don't know if it's going to be this season, during the regular season. The Cowboys can't be that stupid, right? They're not going to let Dak Prescott walk at the end of the year. They can't be that dumb. Hickey, they're going to give him a deal. They're going to take care of CeeDee Lamb and they get him done first, right? Or maybe Dak and then CeeDee. They can't let this dude just walk at the end of the year. They can't.
I'm with you because you look around. What the hell are they going to do? He walks for nothing. Jimmy Garoppolo are you going to bring in as a free agent? Anyone better than Dak you can't acquire because no team is trading a better quarterback than Dak to you. They're screwed.
They are. You know, it was a viable, and not even a fully viable conversation. You know, but Tua Tagovailoa, before he got his contract, I mean, if you wanted to say, oh, the Dolphins let him walk, the Dolphins, you know, maybe Tua just gets snatched up by the Cowboys. Okay, yeah, fine. They are stuck together. Dak is not going anywhere. And they might as well just get it done now and just save the time and the energy. No need to stretch it out. It's good to hear that Dak Prescott says that the contract conversations are going well. That's a good thing. Just get CeeDee Lamb, get Dak done, and keep it moving. They got no choice. Made your bed, now you have to lie down in it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about someone. Well, damn it, you don't got to worry about his contract. He got $360 million coming his way. And he has a teammate who might be making, I don't know, $500 million, $600 million. I'll tell you who these guys are on the other side. Who's getting paid the big bucks? Not me, but I'll tell you, the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.